It's now time for a locker room chat with Valley Falls boys head basketball coach Caleb Gatzmeier after three games from this past week. And coach, you started off your week with a win on Friday against Horton. You went at home 52-40. And coach, you didn't start out as you guys didn't have a great start. They got out to an early lead, but you played great in the second quarter, led at half. The Chargers made a run late, but you guys made the adjustments, and then you were able to come away with the win.
Yeah, we were. It was kind of funny. Like I was watching their game film from Tuesday night, and they just came out and they dismantled McLaus. And so when they started out hot against us, and they were up 9-0 in a blink of an eye, and I called a timeout and, you know, got the guys refocused. And my worry was that they were still going to play as well as they did, you know, the previous game. But, you know, give my guys credit. They responded in the second quarter and flipped the script. And we took a 7-point lead going into halftime and, you know, maintained that lead, never gave up the lead, from that point out. You know, Horton got it. I think they were as close as 3 points. But we played phenomenal defense. If you can hold their team to 40 points, that's a pretty stellar defensive effort. And it all started with Hayden Carney and Zach Evans guarding their guys up front. The two guys that for Becker and McAfee, the way they can score the rock. We did a good job of containing them. And, you know, Colin and Flint on the inside did a great job with their bigs and took some charges and did some great things inside. And, you know, we got three guys in double figures, which seems to be key for us. And Damian hitting outside shots was huge for us down the stretch. You know, he led us in scoring, and then Zach was right there too, and Hayden in double figures as well. So it was a great team effort on Friday night against Horton.
So that was a massive victory, and then you followed it up with a 58-50 win versus McLaus, and then after that, you guys lose to Morehillman Academy 59-43, but most importantly, you guys suffer a couple of tough injuries.
Yeah, injuries suck. You know, that I know everybody experiences it at some point. It's really hard to be your best when you don't have your full best capabilities of players and stuff. And, you know, McLaus was a game we saw two guys get hurt early on in the first half. Damian went down and Colin went down as well. Guys responded, you know, guys went in. I had a group of five guys in there that probably hasn't practiced or played together all year. They did a great job of securing the victory. Hayden was great. Ended up with his, you know, season high of 22 points, and then Zach was right there with 17. And guys stepped up and played roles. You know, Grant Meyer played a lot of minutes. Grayson Coleman playing a lot. We even had some other freshmen come off the bench and play well. And, you know, we had to have that kind of mentality when we went to Mar Hill last night. That, you know, not having, you know, two of our starters. That, you know, you just got to show up and do your best. You know, you have an energy and effort, have a next man up mentality. And it, I think last night was also a chance for us to develop a little bit of depth. You know, we haven't been a very deep team this year. We, you know, sometimes only play six guys. And last night we played about nine guys. And that's just because some young guys had to step in there and play. And I feel like that'll be a positive that comes out of this. And we get guys back from injury, and we develop a little bit of depth, and then we just go from there.
So you guys are at ACCHS coming up tomorrow night. We'll be broadcasting that one at 93.7 FM KAIR. And then you guys will be taking on Morehillman Academy again on the 12th, followed by a game on the 14th at Pleasant Ridge. And coach, how are you feeling about these games with the possibility of being shorthanded?
I mean, you can't dwell on it. You just got to keep moving forward and, you know, be upbeat and show positivity to the guys. You know, last night, I don't think the final score was an indication of how the game was played. You know, Mar Hill's good. And they got some athletes. They have some size. They got some quickness. They play their zone. They do a great job at deflecting passes out of it and getting some runouts. And we gave up too many easy shots last night in transition and turned the ball over too early, too much too early to let to those. And I thought the final score wasn't an indication how the game went because it was a 6-point game in the third quarter. You know, now the quick turnaround, play again tomorrow. You know, hopefully develop a little bit more depth, get some more guys, people and what they're doing. And a rematch with Mar Hill on Monday at our place. I'm expecting us to come out and compete just as hard, if not harder than what we did last night. And, you know, and then you talk about the Wednesday game again next week. We haven't even seen Pleasant Ridge this year. So that'll be interesting as well. But all in all, we just got to continue to work hard and, you know, control the things that we can control, which is attitude and effort. And that goes a long way.
Still 6 games left in your guys' season. You guys play a lot of games in a short amount of time, but you guys have 3 games this week, 3 games next week, and then it'll be the end of the season. Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Really appreciate it, and best of luck this week.
All right, Jared. I appreciate you, man. Have a good day.
That was Valley Falls boys head basketball coach Caleb Gatzemeyer here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you today by Heiner Repair and The Elevator.